joining us now. Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office, this is always their time slot. A lot of times we talk to Shane Tucker, the chief deputy. Today, we have the sheriff. Bob Johnson is on with us. Sheriff, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Hey, good to have you. So you spent, last week you were at a corrections accreditation and certification conference, which I know sounds like grand fun, the bureaucracy of running a jail. But what did you bring back from that conference?
Well, I'm a commissioner. I sit on the commission for that. And basically what we do is we get jails across the state accredited. And, that basically means they follow a set standard across the state. So Santa Rosa County Jail follows the same exact things and procedures as does Hillsborough County or Leon County. And it just gives us a baseline to work off of and to ensure that, you know, we keep not only the corrections officers safe, but also the prisoners safe.
Have you, we saw, obviously there was a lawsuit that was filed, I think it was last week or the week before maybe, in Escambia County related to the jail, and the main concern that had been raised was COVID precautions and whether they're being followed. I don't know if you're in a position to comment about the Escambia jail run by the county commission, but it seems to me that that kind of a concern would likely be a concern across the whole system. Am I wrong about that?
No, and of course we do take that very seriously, and we had one of our corrections deputies pass away from COVID, and mm-hmm. he contracted it in our jail. So we take that very seriously. We have precautions. Everybody who comes into the jail gets screened for temperature and, asked a certain set of questions. And also we have something, and I don't know if Escambia has it or not. They have a new jail, so I assume that they do. We have these certain cells that if somebody is showing any kind of symptoms and we put them in quarantine, and basically these cells recirculate the air within the cell. It never goes outside the cell. It doesn't go to any other, places in the jail, so it keeps it contained. So we've got a few of those that if somebody's symptomatic, we put them in there. So, and, we knock wood. We've been very lucky. We haven't lost a prisoner to COVID-19, and I think over the entire span of this COVID pandemic, I want to say our grand total over the entire time is around 35 prisoners, which you figure we keep about 650 to 700 at a time. That's really not bad.
No, that's impressive. And I do remember that, for a while there, back when the state used to give us good data, which they don't anymore, but the state was reporting individual correctional facilities by current cases, which is very useful to know. And so you could judge, for example, Santa Rosa would one week have this massive spike of cases. Well, it was at the state correctional facility, like at Blackwater or something. Or then Escambia would have a big spike, and it would be up at Century, 700 inmates, And so that, that helps us gauge the data better. But as you say, that points out how well you guys have been running the jail that you've only had so few during the whole course of it.
Yeah, we take it very seriously. And as I said before, we lost a corrections deputy. Charles Pugh passed away back in 2020. So we take it very seriously, and we try to protect not only our deputies, but obviously, we're entrusted with the care of the prisoners as well. So we try to take care of them also.
I know the state-run prison system is different from what you guys are dealing with, or at least I assume it's different than what you're dealing with, which is the county jails. But they have been, they've been shutting down work release. They've had staffing issues. We know they have a massive infrastructure need where they have not properly maintained these prisons, the state prisons, for a long time. How much of those issues are you seeing at the county jail level, similarly staffing, unfunded infrastructure, and the inability due to some of the staffing issues to do stuff like the work release?
Well, actually, we're not seeing any of those. The only thing we have changed, we have a full staff back there. We don't have any openings for corrections deputies.
That's great.
And the only thing we've really changed is we don't send out a huge crew outside to do our, we don't send them to the city to do stuff like the state does. We just send them around our immediate area to clean up and do that. And we've cut back on that. But other than that, it's a whole different animal. The state has been neglecting the DOC for the last, 20, 30 years, and they're paying for it now. And unfortunately, when we get an opening for a deputy in my jail, we hire, and 99.9% of the time, we're hiring from Santa Rosa Correctional Institute because they don't pay enough.
Yeah.
Our starting pay is like $15,000 more than theirs.
Wow. Yeah, and, working in the state's prison system has its own unique unpleasantness, unfortunately, these days.
It does, and a lot of people don't know this, but it's they don't have air conditioning in the prisons, which – and you say, well, prisoners don't need air conditioning, they shouldn't be there to begin with. But, you know, that's, you got to think about the staff as well.
Right.
So if you're in mid-July at Santa Rosa CI, and it's 120 degrees inside these barracks that they live in, you know, that makes people a little edgy, and then assault on staff starts and things like that. So it's something to think about.
Yeah, no, most definitely. Hey, I wanted to ask you, and we didn't really start with any crime, because I think things have been relatively quiet. Is that right?
I hope you're not jinxing me, but yes, it's been relatively quiet, except for our normal crime, which is car burglaries to unlock vehicles, which that stays steady. People aren't locking their cars, and people are leaving guns in their cars, money, computers. They're taking all kinds of stuff out of unlocked vehicles.
I know that Sheriff Simmons has been pushing on this and pushing on this for years. PPD has been pushing on this. You guys have been putting out this message. It seems to me that Santa Rosa County would be even more of an uphill battle because of the culture of open, trust, freedom, country living. Kind of, am I wrong in thinking that it's especially difficult in Santa Rosa just to get people to take in your gun and lock your car?
Well, it is, and you know, it's like you said, it's kind of for a good reason. We have a very safe county over here. Out of 67 counties, I think, in crime, we're like 59. So, I mean, you know, people feel safe here, and we're glad of that, and we're happy that they feel safe, and we work hard to make them feel that way. But, you know, it's not like the 70s where when you're sitting in your living room, you go, oh, I forgot to lock the car, and you got to walk out there and open each door and push that little button in. You can sit on your couch and hit a button, and you hear the horn go off, and you're like, hey, car's locked. So we're just trying to convince them that, hey, it's not that difficult to do, and you need to start doing it because, you know, people are getting guns out of cars, and that's a scary thing.
I know the way you think, and part of your thinking is, do I have to respond to that? Oh, it's Gulf Breeze. We're going to be okay. We'll help if we need to. So one of the other things I wanted to ask you, actually somebody texted me, and I don't know if you know the answer to this, so if you don't, that's fine, asking about the county jail, what percentage of staff and what percentage of inmates have been fully vaccinated? Do you happen to know? I mean, has that been a contributing factor to keeping COVID down?
I don't have those numbers, but I will tell you this. We offer free vaccinations to all the inmates and all, obviously, to all the staff as well. I don't have a percentage of it. I can tell you I got vaccinated. You know, I had COVID back in, I guess it was probably February of 2020. I caught it, and, you know, I had relatively no symptoms other than a headache, and I was thinking, well, okay, I beat it. And then about 6 months later, I had trouble walking upstairs, and I said, well, I caught it again. And I went back and got tested again, and I didn't have it. So I started going to different, you know, pulmonologists, cardiologists. And, yeah, I've lost lung function because of it. And I had very little symptoms. So it's pretty scary because I thought I was kind of a healthy guy. And then the next thing you know, walking upstairs, I get out of breath. So.
Wow. And as you say, a case where you were, that was what we talk about long COVID, where, you know, the initial symptoms were very mild, but the subsequent effects. And
yeah,
as you said, getting vaccinated, you know, does, you know, certainly aids your ability to fend it off again if there ever happens to be an encounter, which in your line of work, you never know.
You can never tell.
Exactly.
And, you know, I get a lot of feedback, too. A lot of people saying, are you making your deputies get vaccinated? And the answer is absolutely not. You know, I trust them with guns and you know, they have the power to take somebody's life legally and take somebody's freedom legally. So who am I to force something on them? And I'll never make somebody do something relative to their own health. That's, they're adults and they get to decide that on their own.
Absolutely. Last thing I wanted to ask you about is a little bit of a fun topic, but I saw that you guys were getting ready to auction off a calf, the random wandering livestock problem that all of our local law enforcement agencies deal with, right?
Oh, yeah. And let me tell you, this is the incredible part about this. There's a law on the books that was, I guess, developed back in the 1920s when it was open range and cows could go anywhere. There's a law on the books that requires sheriffs to pick up stray cattle, and if nobody claims them within a certain time period, we have to auction them off. Not animal control. It doesn't say animal control. It says the sheriff. So,
where are you supposed to put that animal? I mean, it won't fit in the back of the cruiser.
You can't put them in the jail either. So, yeah, it's it comes with some strategic problems, let's say. But that's one of the antiquated laws that we have on the books that, you know, it probably needs to be fixed, and they need to get somebody else to deal with that. But, you know, as of now, you got to follow the law, you know, how old it is doesn't really matter. So this is what we're doing.
I just imagine pulling up to your office, you know, parking the car and walking past a couple of cows to get into the sheriff's office as you've got them penned up there, you know, eating the grass, basically. Well, Sheriff Bob Johnson, always a pleasure, sir. Thank you so much for the time. Thanks for keeping us safe. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir, Andrew. Take care.